This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So welcome to tonight's shiur. For the halacha shiur tonight, a very interesting topic, skipping Shalom Aleichem for hungry guests. I'm not sure if you've ever thought about that, encountered it, been a hungry guest, been a host with hungry guests. But it's something which does come up. They tell the story of the Chofetz Chaim, who had a very hungry guest. He could tell he was an oni, a poor person, and was ready to eat. And famously, the Chofetz Chaim would skip Shalom Aleichem and skip Eishes Chayil and would go straight in to make Kiddush and to have the meal straight away. And then at some later point, he would sing Shalom Aleichem and sing Eishes Chayil. And he said, you know, the Malachim can wait. They're not as hungry as this fellow. They can wait. And my wife, she's also happy to wait a little bit. Let's feed this first. So I want to just talk about that a little bit. Whether the legend is true or not, I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah, written of course by the Chofetz Chaim, mentions this in two places. And therefore it does sound very right. But there's one throwaway comment he makes, not in the Mishnah Berurah, but in the Sha'ar Tzion, which is authored by him as well, which is fascinating, and I'd like to discuss a little bit. But let me just, before we get there, let me give you the background. For those listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. So the starting point is the Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes Omid Beis, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Oimer, Shnei Malochi Hasharis, Melavin Lele Odom Erev Shabbos. There are two malochim, who accompany a person on Erev Shabbos, Mebeis HaKnesses Lebeiso. So when a person walks back from shul on Friday night, there are two malochim that accompany the person, Echod Toiv Echod Ra. One malach is a good malach, one malach is a bad malach. And when he gets home, and he sees that Shabbos candles are lit, and the table is laid, and the bed has been made, the good Malach says, it should be like this the next Shabbos. That's the blessing. And the bad Malach is forced to answer Amen against his will. And if the candles are not lit, and the shulchan, the table is not laid, and the beds are not made, Malach Ra Oimei Yirotzen Shteil Shabbos Lacheres Kach. Let it be like this again next week. Or Malach Tov Oine Amein Bal Karchin. The reverse. The Malach Tov is forced to answer Amein against his will. So this is often quoted as a source for saying Shalom Aleichem, because Malachim are accompanying a person back, and we are welcoming the person. There are other sources as well, but that's a well known source. Now, when you come back from shul Friday night, do you have to eat straight away? Now here in sunny London, it's nice and sunny at the moment, and the days are very long, but at the height of winter, where you could be making a Shabbos, could come in at 3:40, 3:45 or something like that, and you could get home from shul at even before 5 o'clock, maybe you're not hungry, maybe you're not ready to eat. Do you have to eat straight away? So interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Hilchah Shabbos in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, box number two, it says the Machaba that when you get home from shul on Friday night, you should eat straight away. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, if a person hasn't got an appetite to eat, he's not hungry, he can wait, he can hold off to make Kiddush, they can sit and make small talk, or do whatever, learn, until the person becomes hungry. Because the mitzvah incumbent upon him is, of course, to be Mekadosh Shabbos. And he's already done that because he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, in his Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night. Beis HaKnesses, V'yotzi Bozeh HaMitzvah Saseh Deraisa. And thereby he has fulfilled the Deraisa of being Mekadosh Shabbos. So, says the Chofetz Chaim, that if he is not hungry, he does not have to eat straight away. I remember one time, soon after my wife and I got married, we were invited out somewhere. And I thought it was a joke, but it was a very early Friday night in the winter. And we get to these people, and they said, you're probably not hungry, so let's talk for a while. You know, we'll eat at 6 or 7. And they weren't joking. And it was painful. It was a form of torture. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Nira Dehecha Deyesh Bezeh Mishum Shalom Bayis. If, however, waiting is going to be a source of upset in the home, it can upset Shalom Bayis. But there could be other helpers in the home, or there could be guests. Of a prat or reach only, or particularly a poor guest, lo ya'acher b'chol galni. You shouldn't wait if that's going to upset shalom bayis or cause distress to guests or helpers or workers in the house. To kiven the hey mutolim olav, you know, they're dependent on you making kiddush. Lo yuchelag from b'shul shehu roitzel lekayim mitzvah min amufcha. Just because you wanted to fulfill the mitzvah in the preferred way of eating your Shabbos meal with an appetite, it's not fair for you to be frum on their cheshbon. They're hungry, they're starving. Fine. By the way, and then the Mishnah carries on, just the next one is important in the Mishnah Berurah. On mikol machmer anochem nikras krishma mikodem. It's important for a man to bear this in mind, that he should say krishma before. In Mistapik Shabbos HaKnesses, lo karab is mana, which is a very common thing. That here in London, and I'm sure elsewhere in the world, if they daven mincha kabbalah Shabbos, let's say, you know, whenever it is in the winter, certainly now in the summer, because now Shabbos goes out after 10 o'clock. But in the, and therefore you're daven, you bring, everyone makes Shabbos early, pretty much, and you daven at, say, 7, 7.30, whatever it is. By the time you get home, 8.30 or something, you eat the Suda then, it's way before Kriyat Shema. So it's important to remember later that evening to say Krishma. But even in the winter, when you can get home at say 4:45, 5 o'clock, or whatever time it is, more often than not, Krishma was said in Maariv before night, and therefore it's very important, says the Mishnah Berurah, that he has to repeat Krishma after night, and preferably to do it before Kiddush. I remember my father Zichron Baruch always used to do that. Because there is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah to say Krishma, it's Todir v'sheina Todir, it's the more regular one, and therefore, you know, let's say for example, the winter Friday night, Shabbos came in at 4 o'clock, you said you daven mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos, and you can be saying Krishma at say 4:40, but Motzei Shabbos is at 5 o'clock, so it's not clear that you said Krishma after night. And therefore, when you get home, to say Krishma, the three paragraphs of Shema, and then to make Kiddush. Okay, that's just an aside. So that's one point where the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, says that don't be frum on somebody else's cheshbon. If you've got a guest, then don't delay the meal. And he doesn't say anything about skipping Shalom Aleichem or Eish Yisrael, but he does make that point, you know, just to bear your guests in mind. Now, the other place where he mentions it is in Hilchas Sukkah. What on earth has it got to do with Hilchas Sukkah? So, take a look. In the second box in paragraph 2, here in Hilchas Sukkah, in Tofresh Lamates Sif Hei, the Mechabit talks about when it rains on Sukkos. Yoradu Geshomim, Harizanichim Slesei Chabayis. If it rains, you've got no mitzvah to go eat in the Sukkah if the water is disturbing and coming through, etc. V'chol Zedavka B'shai Yomim V'leinu Shal Sukkah. Now that's true, he explains, on the other nights, of Laila Horishaina, but the first night in Chuzar is the second night, Tzorich Lechol Kazais Basukah Af Im Kshamim Yoredim. You've got to wait for the rain to stop. Now the big question is, how long do you have to wait? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions. Oid Kosu Duroi Lahamdinat Chatzais Halaila. The first one is pretty strict, that you have to wait till midnight. Imagine you get home, say 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the first night of Sukkah, very excited to sit in your Sukkah, it's raining. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the first opinion that you should wait till midnight, which is a long time. A pen yavra hagesha, maybe the rain will pass and you'll be able to eat properly in the Sukkah. However, for yesh me'achronim shekos v'de'ein kadai lahamdin kolkach, you don't have to wait that long, you have to wait till midnight. Dimyamdin machilas be'ibnei beisah gedolim haktanim, people at home, you're not going to be the most popular member in the family if you're insisting waiting till midnight, and people in the home, the adults, the kids, ein lechom mania simchas yontov yosim izeh. It's going to really disturb simchas yontov if everyone's sort of twiddling their thumbs, waiting for the rain to stop. And that's quoting the Shai Tshuva. V'chein be'el yirabba. They don't mention this idea of waiting until midnight. Right, kashoy time, you wait an hour or two, whatever it is. And if it doesn't stop, then you make kiddush in the sukkah, etc., etc., like the Ramos says. Now, in the Shah HaTziyun, which is again authored by the Mishnah Berurah, there in Hilchas Sukkah, he says the following interesting thing. If you are going to be very hungry and it's going to disturb you, or you're tired and you don't want to wait so long. Of a prat kashas manes la'orich maniim, and especially says the Mishnah Berurah in Shartzion, if you've got poor guests or mistomen le'ochu kol hayom, likely is that they haven't eaten properly the whole day. Vehim te'avim le'ochu mitzarim, and they're very hungry. Then ein lo lahamtin, then you should not wait. So you see two sources where the Mishnah Berurah says that that when it comes to Friday night, don't wait. And presumably that is consistent, although he doesn't say not saying Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael, that is consistent with that story of the Chofetz Chaim, that he in fact skipped Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. Now he then says, look at the end of that Pshat Tzion, he says a throwaway comment which is very intriguing. Ve'efsha'it, de'l'inyan aniyim de'kaimi, you've got aniyim perhaps standing waiting at your table, im ye'akvim le'echol, if you don't feed them straight away, there could be an issa involved. The heim einam mechuyavim not says koladeus veika chashash bal ta'acher. There could be a shaila of bal ta'acher. What is bal ta'acher? Ayin Rosh Hashanah daftalad amud beis. What is daftalad or daftalad? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah daftalad deals with bal ta'acher. That means a person pledges to bring a carbon. How soon does he have to bring it? And the Gemara there brings five opinions as to what bal ta'acher is. And if I'm not mistaken, the halach is we pass on like the opinion which says you can't, if you pledge a carbon, you've got shalosh regalim kasidron, which means that if you pledge a carbon beginning with Pesach, that is, before Pesach, you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos to bring it. After Sukkos, you still haven't brought that carbon, you're over the issa of Baal Ta'acher, don't delay bringing the carbon. If you pledge to bring the carbon before Shavuos, so then you've got a bit longer. You've got Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's always the Shalosh Regalim, Kasidron. Okay, but that's the din, and that's the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. But the Chofetz Chaim says, if you're applying that to our case, you've got Aniyim waiting there, by you delaying their meal because Yardu Gashamim, or because you want to eat your meal, Bateyavon, with an appetite, you're playing with an Issa, possibly. Because you could violate the Issa of Baal Ta'acher, you've invited your guests to eat at your house, and you delaying giving them food, it's like pledging giving staka, and you haven't actually performed. So when you delay, then that's a shaila of Baal Ta'acher. You don't look convinced. No, you are convinced. Because the Dvar Avraham is not convinced. The Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav, he quotes this Shal Tzion, and he says he doesn't think that there is an issue of Baal Ta'acher. And it's very well. Let's explore it inside. So this is the Hagah of the Shalit Yeshua of Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav, in Chelik Beis Simon Beis, and it's a Hagah. It's just a note he has at the bottom of this Tshuva, and it's something very interesting about the Tshuva. Just as you'll see, as an aside, V'hinni lahazke buzeh masha shamaiti ha'or nifla. I want to just mention, says the Dvar Avraham, I heard a wonderful comment. B'shem Harav Hagah Hatzadik, Mareinu Harav Yisrael Me'er Miradin Shlita. Wow. I heard this from the Chofetz Chaim, Yisrael Meir of Radin, Shlita. He was still alive when he wrote this. The Chofetz Chaim died in 1933. I just thought it's so interesting that when the Dvar Avraham quotes this thing he heard from the Chofetz Chaim was a contemporary. He was still alive. Now, what does he say? Tahama'areach oni l'sudah Shabbos, that I heard an interesting observation of the Chofetz Chaim, that if you invite a guest for a Shabbos meal, miyad v'boi mebis ha'kneset sorech l'mahel lisoit, you should eat straight away, which again suggests that you skip Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yisrael. Dorkaim Yaniim, because the Aniim are present at your table, they're there. Ula'al ta'ovah b'Baal Ta'acher, and if you delay, you're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. V'hi ha'ara yofa l'cher, and presumably that's a very lovely observation. Ella, however, l'fi she'ein ha'olam nisa b'zeh. I mean, you and I, we may have invited guests over the years, and at your table there have been people who are very, very hungry, and we have just conducted ourselves as normal. We don't rush to just feed them quickly. Maybe Aniyim of today are different to Aniyim of yesteryear, where they really haven't eaten. But the practice, I think, across the world is that you do sing Shalom Aleichem, you do sing Eish Yisrael, and then you make Kiddush. So we're suggesting that according to the Chofetz Chaim, people are over Baal Ta'acher. Says the Dvar Avraham, we need to find a limud schus. We've got to try and explain the practice, which is very common throughout the Jewish world. I've got to find a zechus, an explanation that explains why there is no issue of Baal Ta'acher in delaying a little bit. Mishum, the umdana de mukachu, it is a sort of common practice to hama areach omi l'sud Shabbos, when a person invites a poor person for a Shabbos meal, daitahi shebeshar sheyechel hu. when you invite the guests, what's implied in the invitation? You know, we're eating at 5 o'clock. Come and eat, join our meal. The understanding is we are going to do what Jews do throughout the world on Friday night. We get home, we sing Shalom Aleichem, we sing Eish Yischaiel, maybe the Ribon Ha'olamim, maybe yes, maybe no. And then we make Kiddush. And that's in sort of implicit in the actual invitation. And therefore, it's not like pledging money to Stocker and then, you know, you hit the start point and you're delaying it. But the start point hasn't yet been hit. The start point is only when you begin to eat. So if you were then to sit down and Kiddush and you serve everybody else and not him and delay giving him, you know, you wait 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes and then you give him, then you've got a shail of Baal Ta'achim maybe. But if you just delay the meal because you're singing Shalom Aleichem Eish Yischaiel, that's not a problem with Baal Ta'achim, because implied in the invitation is to just eat with the rest of the family whenever we eat. Vim Kain calls Man Shehu Atzmein Ochel, and so long as me, the, you know, the Balabais and the people are not eating, Adayin Lehigiyaz Man Hatztok Ve'in Mokum Lav Baal Ta'achim. And therefore, I think, says the Dvar Avraham, there's no issue of Baal Ta'achim at all. So, what emerges from all of this? The source for Shalom Aleichem probably is this Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes on the base. Should you eat straight away? Yes, says the Mechaba. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're not so hungry, you can delay a little bit, but do not do so at the expense of others, because it's not fair to be frum on somebody else's cheshbon, because you want to have an Oneg Shabbos in the highest form when you're hungry. That's not fair to do so on the expense of other people who are hungry or who are tired or whatever it may be. And if it disturbs Shalom Bayis, that's certainly not. And if it means a hungry guest should delay in eating, do not hang around. With regard to missing Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yischaiel, so again, the story is told in the Chofetz Chaim, that's what he did, and that's consistent with what he writes in the Mishnah Berurah on the Sha'atzi and on two different places in Shulchan Aruch. However, that comment of saying that there's a possible Issa of Baal Ta'acher, of delaying giving the guest because you've been, you know, you've invited him and then you're not giving him straight away, the Dvar Avraham says that we can find this chus that it's not an issue of Baal Ta'acher, because, you know, presumably when you invite him, there is an implied understanding that you only actually give him, you know, the stocker kicks in, you actually only give him the food when you begin the meal. So can you, should you skip Shalom Aleichem? I guess it depends very much on the circumstances. There's certainly grounds to do it. It might be a nice thing to do if the kids are starving, the guests are hungry, or other, you know, contingencies. But there's no issue, really, it seems, of Baal Ta'achar, according to the Birkas Avraham, if you do so. And even if you do, then no doubt you'll make it up during the meal and make sure Eish Yischaiel certainly does not get forgotten. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.